Ugo was murdered. Some armed men arrived at his house and set it on fire. As Ugo tried to rescue his daughter from the burning building, they grabbed him and forced his family to watch as they beat and tortured him. Ugo's 14-year-old nephew tried to stop the attackers. He ran forward, shouting, "Stop! Please stop! Don't hurt him anymore!" One of the armed men grabbed the boy and said, "So, you want some of this too, do you? You want some of this too?" And they shot him. They killed the child, and then they killed Ugo. The surviving family members fled from the farm and for a while stayed in Aguachica town. Then they had to run away again. I don't know where they are now. They have been displaced by the violence, like so many millions in my country, as I am too now. We always thought that Ugo's death and that of my father were connected, but to this day we have never been able to understand how. In the next couple of weeks, there were several signs that our family was in danger. One morning, my father and Andres were held up and threatened on their way to the farm.